Jan Bronson is a member of the Alaska Friends Conference. She and a fellow Alaska Quaker have been digging into their church's history of repression and violence in Southeast Alaska, like the Village of Cake.
We've learned we took away language. You know, we are deeply sorry. Took away dancing. Deeply sorry. Fractured relationships and families. Deeply sorry. You know, harmed children. So sorry.
The Quakers are giving Cake over $90,000 to help fund a healing center, along with a formal public apology for harm they caused to Cake in the 1900s. Cake Tribal Council President Joel Jackson says missions in schools like the one in Cake traumatized generations of tribal members.
What our people were experiencing because of, you know, the boarding school era being passed on to generations even up to now, being forced into these schools and forced not to speak their languages and, carry on their customs and traditions and their language.
Jackson wrestled with these consequences for decades, first as police chief and now as council president.
We had unfortunate high numbers of suicide in our little community.
Suicide rates plummeted after Cake leaders established a camp 35 years ago for youth that taught traditional food harvesting and art forms like carving. But Jackson says Alaska Natives are still healing from the forced assimilation that schools like the one in Cake brought. Jackson and other tribal leaders are designing the new center to treat addiction with traditional values and food practices like hunting and fishing.
It's very important that we at least try to give people an option to start healing from intergenerational trauma.
The Quakers' apology is being offered on Cake Day, a day to celebrate Cake survival and the community's cultural revitalization work. This isn't the first apology from the Quakers. In 2022, they came to Juneau to apologize for the Douglas Island Friends Mission School. And with that apology came a promise to do more, Bronson says.
And it's not enough to say we're sorry. We're committed to listening, learning, and helping heal the trauma that resulted.
Last summer, local Thing'it activist Jamie-Ann Se'etlin Hasselquist and two elders, Jim and Susan LaBelle, traveled to a Quaker conference in Oregon to talk about the harm the schools caused. After that meeting, one Quaker group in the Pacific Northwest pledged $75,000 for Cake, and others kicked in $20,000 more. Jackson, the council president, says the healing center Cake is building with that money will help restore a sense of belonging and cultural identity to those who need it. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.